بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما. Amongst the battles in the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is the battle that is known as Banu al-Mustaliq, Ghazwatu Bani al-Mustaliq, also known as Dhatul Muraysi'. So the two names are due to the tribe. The name of the tribe was Banu al-Mustaliq, that's why known as the expedition of Banu al-Mustaliq. The area of combat was known as Muraysi'. That is why that's another name of the battle, Muraysi'. This battle took place in the 5th year after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened in this expedition, the leader of the tribe of Banu al-Mustaliq, his name was Harith bin Dirar, he prepared an army to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spoke to influential people around. They gathered, they came with their numbers, and they were in preparation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given some information of Banu al-Mustaliq preparing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Buraydah radiallahu anhu. He said, "Oh Buraydah, see this information that has come, how true, just verify, authenticate." So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Just give me permission to say something." أَنْ أَقُولَ شَيْئًا, meaning that if I am in a catch-22, if I find myself in a very tight and in a corner spot, allow me to say something which has double meaning. I mean something and they take it otherwise, because it's going to be a very tight situation, tense for me to go and spy. So Nabi Sam said permissibility. الْحَرْمُ خَدَعَ, that warfare is about scheming, preparing. So Nabi Sam gave him this permission and he goes. The moment he comes in the area of Banu al-Mustaliq, the leader sees him. He says, "Who are you?" So he says, "I'm one of you." So he says, "Okay." He says, no, "I'm one of the influential people of my area. I've decided to come with the people that I have influence over." He says, "Wahwa, very good, excellent. Please, you're most welcome to the area." So he used, we will call it Tawriya. So he escaped. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't a direct lie. So he eventually saved his life. He comes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he passes on that message. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately addresses Sahaba radiallahu anhum to prepare. 30 horses are prepared. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this expedition takes two of his azwaji mutahharat, Aisha radiallahu anha and Ummu Salama radiallahu anha. Not for physical combat, but they were part of the expedition, preparing the meals, tending to anyone that is injured, making sometimes some meals or whatever is required for the mujahidun. So they accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two from the azwaji mutahharat. En route, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam met a person from the tribe of Abdul Qais. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, "From where are you?" So he said, "From the tribe of Abdul Qais." So he asked him, "Where's your family?" So he said, "From at Rawha." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Where are you going?" So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I came to embrace the deen of Islam." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy. "Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadaka lil Islam." All praises be due to Allah that He has guided you to the deen of Islam. "I've come to embrace the deen of Islam and join you on this expedition." So he understood his responsibility that he has to be there to aid and assist Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he embarks on this journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Banu al-Mustaliq. The next question he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ayyul a'mali ahabbu ilallah?" Which action is most beloved to Allah? And that is a believer. That one is on autopilot, we are doing a lot of things. As Muslims, we wake up, we come for Fajr Salah, we'll give our zakat, we're doing our umrahs. But how many of us are really seeking, what is that secret? If I do, Allah will love me and I will become His beloved. Is there anything that I can do? So be as it may, he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at that occasion, Rasulullah Sallallahu used to vary his answers depending on the situation, personality, people. So this sahabi, Nabi Sallam tells him, As-salatu ala waqtiha, salah on its appointed time. That's all. That is the most beloved. And we know it's not an easy thing to perform salah on its time for the ladies. Yes, as soon as the time sets in, that is the best time for a lady. But for us, it's the masjid. The moment it's the time of a salah, we attend the congregational salah in the masjid. And he was diligent with this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till his demise, till his maut. Very particular about his salah. In this battle, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lot of hypocrites, battle of trench we discussed, they made a U-turn, they made some excuses. Battle of Uhud, they had cold feet. This battle, they came in the big numbers and they told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are coming for this battle. The reasons, some of the ulama explain, is that this was a very short distance and journey to Banul Mustaliq. It seems to be a combat that was a walk in a park, very easy. So they were desirous of a large amount of booty. He said, it's a big army. We don't have to be at the forefront. The Muslims will win. We'll share in the booty. So the hypocrites are with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Gwain. So it was the second of Sha'ban, 50 after the Hijrah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam embarks. And the moment they come, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the spies was apprehended. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the spy and he asked him for information. He doesn't give information. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I present the deen of Islam. Are you interested? So he says, no. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Umar radiallahu anhu, take care of him. So Umar radiallahu anhu had beheaded him. And that news now goes to Banul Mustaliq. When that news comes to Banul Mustaliq, the allied forces and those neighboring tribes all had cold feet, always scared. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so resolute and firm and he's not even scared of tramping the toes of Banul Mustaliq, who are we? So they went away home and now Banul Mustaliq are left all alone to fend for themselves. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and then he tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the flag of the Muhajirun is given to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The flag of the Ansar is given to Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Umar, make an announcement. Tell the people, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تَمْنَعُ بِهَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. If you recite the kalima, you embrace the deen of Islam, you're protected. Your wealth and your souls are all protected. There is no fight. So they said, no, we want to fight. So the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sahaba radiallahu anhum, prepare yourselves and we're going to come one very huge, sudden, vicious attack. So Juwayriyah radiallahu anha was from this tribe, Banul Mustaliq. She had mentioned that قَدْ أَتَانَا مَا لَا قِبَ لَنَا بِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with such force, I never saw such might and force before. So she says that I saw men that I never saw before. Such forces, weaponry, and men that I never saw before. And she says, another person says, I saw men with white clothes on white horses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angels to instill that awe and fear within the kuffar. Lesson for us. That our responsibility is to be dedicated, close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the rest. If we are going to be preparing ourselves just on the outer, then that is going to be combat of man to man. If we're looking for the divine assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then outer and inner has to be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what happened in Badr can happen fast. Nothing far-fetched. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they didn't even know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were fighting alongside the angels. In this battle, 200 households were taken into captivity. 2,000 camels, 5,000 goats, that was the booty of Banu al-Mustaliq. Buraida radiallahu anhu, he was appointed to tie the hands of the captives. And only one Sahabi had become a martyr, Hisham bin Subaba radiallahu anhu, and that too his martyrdom was a mistake, that a Sahabi had mistaken him for the enemy, attacked him, because of which the blood money has to be paid. So that was settled. Nabi Sam asked the Ansari Sahabi, who was responsible, prepare the money. This Sahabi, his brother, his name was Miqyas. So he pretended, he came with the face of Islam to Medina Tayyiba, claiming the blood money. So he came and he collected the blood money. But over and above that, he found an opportunity to launch an attack and to kill the Ansari responsible for the mistake in killing his brother. So he killed him and he ran to Makkah Mukarramah. At Fathu Makkah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave general amnesty to all Ansari. Everyone is forgiven, besides a few. Four people, there is no amnesty for you. Amongst the four was Miqyas. So he ran to Makkah Mukarramah, became murtad. Perhaps his Islam was, it was just on the surface, it was not genuine and real. But he became a murtad, and Nabi Sam says he has to be killed. It's a life for a life. So there's no amnesty for him. So Qisas was taken, and he was killed in Fathu Makkah, which we will discuss later on, at a later stage. Barra was the name of one of the captives. So she was very striking in beauty. And she fell into the share of Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi. So Thabit radiallahu anhu, he gives her the option and he says, listen, if you want, you can buy your freedom. So she says, no problem, I'm ready to enter into this contract where I buy my freedom. It's Aqdul Mukataba, where you agree on a price, this an arrangement of a monthly or weekly, whatever it may be, payment towards freedom. So Islam is never that religion that advocates slavery. If you look into every of the penal laws, there is the option of freeing a slave. Person does something wrong, how do you atone for it? One of the options is to free a slave, which means Islam is encouraging the freeing of slaves. So Barra, radiallahu anha, later became radiallahu anha, she entered into this agreement, that no problem. But she was the daughter of the leader, Harith. So this is the daughter of the leader. She entered into this. She comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She knows that this is the personality of compassion, mercy and love. She tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I entered into this agreement, I'm buying my freedom and I don't have the funds. Is there a possibility of lending a helping hand? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, can I suggest something better than that for you? She says, no problem, what can be better? I mean, instead of giving me the money. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I'll pay for your freedom, you don't have the funds, and I will marry you and take care of you. So she says, definitely. So she, Barra, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed the name, and she became Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. And this was one person, Aisha radiallahu anha says, when I heard the knock on the door, and I saw Juwayriyah standing at the door, that's the only standing of a lady that hurt me. Let's see, her striking beauty, definitely Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would propose for her, and if that proposal goes through, then it's one more wife. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, and they got married. The father comes. Now what happened was, this was divine. We may talk about the beauty, etc., but we'll explain the blessings of her marriage to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prior to Nabi Sallam launching an attack, she has a dream. Back home at Banu al-Mustaliq, she sees a dream that the moon of Yathrib falls onto her lap. Unaware to this, she doesn't know what's happening. And when she gets married to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she says that this is the fruition of that dream. That the full moon of Madinah Tayyibah, That was the Mubarak Nurani Chehra of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into my lap. And that was the dream Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had already decreed. So she got married to Nabi Sallam. Father comes. Father says, Ya Rasulullah, O Muhammad, you know, it's not appropriate that my daughter be your slave and captive. So Nabi Sallam says, no problem. I can offer you something better. Now he came with money, ransom, camels, to get his daughter back. So he says, but why is not, I mean, I'm a leader, my daughter be a captive and a slave. It's not good, you know, if that's on the tongue of people. Nabi Sallam says, no problem. Listen, me and you, we go together to your daughter. He's unaware to the fact that Nabi Sallam paid for the freedom, ransom is paid, she's already in marriage. So he says, I will take you to her, you put whatever forward to her, and whatever is her decision, I go by it. Nabi Sam is convinced. Iman is in her heart. So Nabi Sam comes with the father. So the father says, listen, my daughter, please don't disgrace me. You can see I've come with loads of wealth, camels, money, for your ransom and freedom. Make the correct decision. You choose me or you choose Muhammad? She says, اِخْتَرْتُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ سَلَسَمْ. Oh, my father, never. Allah and His Rasul Salam always. And that's the decision we have to be making every day of our lives. The moment anything comes in front, the decision is my Allah first, my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first. If the option is to sit on the table and to sit on the floor, my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, inshallah. I'll sit on the floor. That's the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those that can manage. So wherever we can, we adopt the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses him. So he's telling his daughter, you disgrace me. You choose Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns to him and says, Harith. What happened was, en route when he was coming to Madina Tayyibah with this load of ransom and the camels, he hid two camels in the valley of Aqiq. Those were his choices and blessed camels. Very pricey and expensive. He said, see, if it is push comes to shove and I need those two, I'll bring it. But let me hide it. If Nabi Sallam accepts what I got, alhamdulillah, at least I got my pricey camels. Nabi Sallam addressed him, he says, Harith, what happened to the other two camels? He says, O Muhammad, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. I want to become a Muslim now. The only person that knows about this is Allah. And the only one that could have informed you is Allah. And if you got the information, you are the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to become a Sahabi also. Subhanallah. So that was the iman of the leader. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to know that Juwairiyah radiallahu anhum is the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one of them emancipated and freed all of the captives. You see, here, Asharu Rasulillah, the in-law relationship of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of respect for the in-law family, we will free all of our captives in honor of Juwairiyah being in the marriage and nikah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respect for the in-laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our communities and every one of us that level of respect for the in-laws. You know, sometimes it's a joke, you play jokes and we say outlaws and, you know, whatever have you. But there was great, great level of respect for that relationship. Anyway, due to her being in the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of her family members and community and from the tribe became free due to the barakah of Juwairiyah radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I don't know of any lady who was a greater source of blessing to her people, Jan Juwairiyah radiallahu anha. So many people became free because of her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and grant success to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not forgetting in particular the Muslims of Gaza. When we feel sometimes like, what else can we do? Well, what we always can do is make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhir subhanahu wa ta'ala.